The following is a Hoop Ball presentation.
What's up, Grizz Nation? Welcome to the show. I'm your host, David Williams, along with my co-host,
Sam Brewski, the best co-host ever. And this is Hoop Ball Grizz.
Happy New Year, Grizz Nation. We have been a little stagnant over the last week.
Yep.
Holidays just kind of got to us, had a lot going on. I was out of town. I planned on taking a mini setup and doing a post game after a couple games while I was on vacation. And things got crazy right before I left, and my computer and headset and microphone was sitting right here on this desk and never moved.
Left at the house, home alone. Y'all ever seen that movie? It was just like that.
I was on my way to Biloxi, and I remembered that I didn't grab the computer microphone about 2.5 hours into the trip.
Blip.
So, rip, wouldn't turn around to get it. Sorry that we missed so many games. We'll do better.
It's only a couple. It's not that big a deal.
2020, new year, new me.
We're not starting that stuff.
No, it's not happening. But we're back. We're bringing you the post game. Grizzlies played the Sacramento Kings in Sacramento and fell short. Final score 128-123. Grizzlies, man, well, okay, they fall to 13-22 on the season, but they gave this one away.
They did. They handed it to them.
The Grizzlies came out and smacked in the first quarter. It was all Grizzlies in the first. They were shooting the ball well, they were executing. Looked great.
Looked really good.
And then second quarter,
Millie
was on the other foot.
Millie whopped.
Like, it wasn't even close. But no. Sam, it was what, a 20?
They had a 25-8 run going, and they finished the quarter 37-18 run throughout the whole second quarter. It was bad. I didn't even want to watch it.
So Grizzlies were outscored by 19 in the second. Then they came out in the third.
Did.
And it's like, okay, mm-hmm. All right, you know, you got punched in the mouth in the second. You're coming out here in the third.
You're
going to turn it around. Grizzlies take a lead into the fourth quarter.
7 points, I believe.
And then it was all Sacramento. There was a little bit of back and forth, but Sacramento really just took over.
Yep.
The Grizzlies' offense stagnated. And there was nothing they can do. It seemed like they forgot how to put the ball in the basket, which tends to be the case. We have
That's the going thing right now.
The Grizzlies have a couple guys. There was a dialogue back and forth about Taylor Jenkins' system and being an aggressive player, and how his system favors aggressive players. I don't have an issue with a player being aggressive. What I have an issue with is a player making bad decisions. And there's two guys on the roster right now that are consistently making bad decisions. Numbers didn't really show it last night. They had decent nights from the field.
They were hitting is all it was.
Yeah.
They were being aggressive and they were hitting.
But when you're being aggressive and you're knocking down the shot, it doesn't look that bad.
Mm-mm.
But when you're being aggressive and the shots are not falling, it looks awful.
You look dumb.
Dylan Brooks in the Cavaliers game.
Good example.
You know, I went on a rant about that. I'm not going to dive back into that whole thing. But make better decisions. You can be aggressive and still make good decisions. And the issue with Jay Crowder and Dylan Brooks, for me, is their decision-making. I've watched Jay Crowder take so many step-back jumpers this year, I'm sick.
I got a stat for you on that one. I believe before last night, Jay was 15% from the three-point line in his last five games, if I'm not mistaken.
15%?
Yeah, it's something. It's either the last four or five, but it's awful either way, so it doesn't matter.
You're going to have ups and downs throughout the NBA season, and that's understandable. Just make better decisions.
Yeah.
That's all it boils down to, better decisions. a guy like Dylan Brooks, maybe it's a little bit more excusable because of the lack of experience in the game. But Jay Crowder's been in the game for a while. Bad decisions are bad decisions. You're a veteran. You know better than that. Stat lines didn't look bad for the Grizzlies. Jay had 19, 4 rebounds, 6 assists. Jaren Jackson, 18, 7, 2 assists. Still, JV was 18 and 12.
Best player on the floor, just saying.
I don't know about that. Dylan Brooks had 15 points. Ja Morant, 23 and 7 assists. De'Anthony Melton, I don't think we have to gas him up anymore. You guys know how we feel about De'Anthony Melton.
Ooh, I didn't realize he had that many rebounds.
16-5, 1-1. When he gets the time, he fills up the stat sheet. One thing that was interesting to me, the playing time, Solomon Hill was not productive last night. He didn't score at all. Didn't get a single bucket.
And he played decent minutes, too.
Yeah, he played more minutes than Grayson Allen and Kyle Anderson. And those guys were both productive on the floor. I don't know. I don't know if Jenkins has a love affair with Solomon Hill. I'm not sure what the deal is there. There's games where I love watching Solomon Hill. There's things that he does that I just can't get over. Like I'm like, man, that looks great. All right, cool, good fit.
Decent great. Defensive player.
And then there's other times, like, you got a young team. What are you doing? Nobody gives a flip about Solomon Hill. Get him out of here and let the young guys play. I'm going to throw you for a loop, Sam.
Yes.
We're going to hypothetical here. We don't do this a whole lot.
Okay.
But we're going to do it. We're approaching February trade deadline is right around the corner. Obviously, you know the Grizzlies are going to move Andre Iguodala.
Mm-hmm.
For me, there's only three untouchables on the Grizzlies. Jaren Jackson, Ja Morant, Brandon Clark. Anybody else on that roster is expendable.
Well, if they trade somebody.
There's guys that I don't want to see go.
No.
Obviously, you know, JV signed a pretty friendly contract, honestly. You know, 3-year deal, and the price is going down each year.
16, 15, 14.
Very friendly deal for a veteran guy, a veteran big man. Eventually, Brandon Clark and Jaren Jackson are going to be in your starting lineup. Valanciunas has played off the bench in his career, hasn't really had an issue with it. Do you keep him around? Is he a guy that you would consider moving? Is he a guy, like, I know your feelings on Sam.
I was about to say, I'm trying to be realistic here.
Like, Sam would not consider moving him because Sam is in love with him.
So.
And that's, as fans, that's what we do. We fall in love with a player and we're like, oh, no, they're never going to trade this guy.
Well, look at Blake Griffin.
But let's say, for example, Minnesota sends you an offer. They're like, all right, we will send you their backup center. And I can't say, it looks like Dang.
Oh, Zhang.
Yeah. Zhang and a first-round pick for JV. Their contracts are very similar in price. Zhang has less time on his contract. Do you think the first-round pick makes up for the talent loss? Because, in my opinion, JV is clearly superior as talent to him.
Jonas is way better than him. And I'm not just saying that.
Yeah, I mean, that's. I think that would be a lot of... You may get some people that kind of argue that, but for the majority of people are going to be JV is a better player.
Yeah.
But does the first-round pick entice you enough? Is that because the front office has been about stacking assets? The majority of the trades that they made prior to this season was about stacking assets. So if somebody comes in and they offer you a guy, that's just a hypothetical. I don't know that Minnesota is going to be on the buying market. Maybe they will. They're not out of the race. They can definitely make the playoffs at this point. And maybe a veteran guy like JV is something that they need.
Imagine, sign? I go off on a rabbit trail here. I mean, if you imagine if they actually did that, though, that'd make Minnesota, if Carl Anthony Towns comes back, he could technically play the four. You have Jonas at the five. You got Covington at the three, and so on and so forth. Yeah, you kind of...
Robert Covington's been playing the four a lot this year, and his natural is the three.
Mm-hmm.
His natural position is a three. So you could, easily slot. Karl Anthony Towns can play the four all day long. Yeah. He's athletic enough. He can do it. He's a rim protector, more so than JV, I would say. So I don't know moving him to the four. But either way, you could rotate that starting lineup. However, even if you have JV coming off the bench, you don't have somebody right now coming off of your bench in Minnesota that can produce like JV can. And so that might be – and I'm not heard anything factual like Minnesota's and, Memphis is talking – this is all hypothetical stuff.
But do you remember when we talked about this last year, about them trading Gasol for Jonas, just kidding around?
And then it legitimately happened.
Yeah,
there was speculation about a Mike Conley, Mark Gasol for Kyle Lowry and JV.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, bring it on.
But I said we started chit-chatting about it, and then...
Get some assets with that, get some picks, and I was all about that. And then it ended up happening.
And it actually happened like 2 weeks later, not even 2 weeks later.
Yeah, it wasn't exactly the stuff that we were talking about, but that trade ended up working out. Brought JV to Memphis, and he's produced, he's played well. And I said, we, as fans of the game, we knew about Valanciunas before he came to Memphis. And we like Valanciunas. And if JV does end up getting traded, he's still a guy that I'm going to root for.
Yep.
He's still, just because he's not a Grizzly, I'm not going to stop rooting for him. I'm still going to like the guy. But do you, other than your love affair for JV, who would you say are untouchables in this lineup? Is there anybody outside of the three that I named you would say... off limits, not happening?
Because I know they'll trade Dylan, because I just could see them doing that now. And last year he was off limits because otherwise Memphis would have Kelly Oubre.
Yeah, I'm not going to talk about that.
Yeah, I know. They're dumb. I don't know. I would like to think Jonas would be untouchable in that because, who else? Well, I don't know. I say that. I'm like, who else would play center? But they have Jaren and they have Brandon, so... No, those three, I would have to say. I don't think anybody, because Jay, more than likely, is going to get traded anyway. Solomon Hill, yep, absolutely. Grayson Allen.
I don't know if there's a market for him.
I don't know.
I don't know that he has shown enough that they would get, maybe you would from somebody. I don't know, but I think more of the guys that I'm looking at as far as trade, Kyle Anderson has played on a championship team. I don't think he's untouchable. You have Solomon Hill, which is clearly,
he's absolutely
100%. And
Jay's
tradable. Jay and Solomon have contracts that are very, very friendly.
Mm-hmm.
JV's contract, it's a little more than the other guys, but it's not a bad contract. If you're a team looking to trade for him, you control him for 2 years.
Well, especially if you get a good center out of that, too.
Yeah, you're not getting a bad price. So the Grizzlies have a lot of guys at the trade deadline that they could move to get assets in return. But I'm going to flip the script right here, Sam. The Grizzlies are in 13th in the West right now, but they're only like 2.5 games out of eighth place.
I know.
Do the Grit, like, obviously you're not competing for a championship this year. Like, that's just not going to happen. I'm not delusional. This team is too young. They're struggling closing games. The Sacramento game is a perfect example. Grizzlies have struggled closing games, trying to figure out in the fourth quarter who's going to do what. I know the answer. The answer is Ja Morant has the ball in his hand, and Ja Morant makes the decisions. You have Jaren Jackson, who is the best three-point shooter on the team. You can argue with me about that. I will fight you. He's the best three-point shooter on the team. There's no question about it. Look at the percentages. Look at the volume. Look what he's doing. He is the best three-point shooter on the team.
Period.
So you have Ja, who makes good decisions. He is a rookie, but he hasn't turned the ball over at an alarming rate. He's taken really good care of the ball. So you got him taking care of the ball in the fourth. And then you have guys like Jaren off the ball. Ja drives. You got JV down low. He can pitch it off to. You got Jaren from the outside. There's ways to close the game. And it's frustrating as crap to watch. When the Grizzlies lose a game like they did last night, they gave this game away. I think Sacramento is a good team. I think Sacramento is a playoff team. But the Grizzlies just, man, I use donked a lot, but they literally just donked this game away last night.
Yeah,
there was
they did.
No reason. 7-point lead into the fourth. The offense stalls, just some crazy, stupid turnover stuff. And I was at work, so I didn't get to watch every single play. But I had it on, and I was listening to it and trying to get my work done and getting distracted by it. But, like, there were so many things that they could have done differently. And, yes, it's a young team. We all know that. But it's not losses like this. These wear on you. These are the ones where it's not just a tough loss.
It's the ones they should have won, period.
Yeah. Yep. And that is exhausting. It's tough as a fan to watch. It gives you something to talk about.
We can talk
if you're
about
a content creator, we can sit here and talk about it. And I'm glad that we can talk about it because it's something that we need. But they have to figure out how to close games. And in order to do that, moving forward, Jay Crowder, Solomon Hill, Jonas Valanciunas, unfortunately, those guys are not part of the core moving forward. I love JV, but he's an older guy. This young core, JV is not going to be good enough by the time this young core is in their prime to really be a key factor in it. So he's not going to be there. Move those pieces. Get them out of the way and let these young guys, let's see what they can do. It is better, for me, it's better sooner than later. I would rather see it this year. As you know, we're approaching the All-Star break, moving forward toward the end of the year. I would rather see it right now, toward the end of the year, what these guys can do. Quit giving Solomon Hill, Grayson Allen, and like not even just Grayson, Anderson. Don't give Solomon Hill those minutes. Solomon Hill is not part of your future.
No, give him to Brandon Clark. That's what you do. You start Brandon Clark. That's what you do. You put him in at 3. I'll fight you, like you said.
Yeah.
I think he could do it. I do.
I'm not convinced he can play the 3. Maybe he can.
Well, you know what? Next game we go to, I'll just ask him, see what he thinks.
See if he can play the 3?
That's right. I need you to play the 3 tonight. Tell Jenkins, I don't care. I'm starting. Just tell him, see what he says.
Yeah, but it's the trade deadline is always interesting. And I look forward to see what the Grizzlies can get in return for some of these guys. The Iguodala thing is intriguing because you don't know what you're going to get. Are they going to get
a
player?
Karl Anthony Towns.
And there's another guy that's not even on, well, he's on the main roster, but he's not playing right now. He's playing in South Haven. Josh Jackson.
You got to free the man. Free Josh Jackson.
The trade deadline is going to speak volumes for what their plan is with him. Do they move him? He's only got 1 year left on his deal. The Suns had attached 2 draft picks to him to move him. Josh Jackson done an interview, and they were asking him about, like, what's going on in his head. What is he thinking about what's happening? And everything he said was all positive. Everything. He knows that he has a talent to play in the NBA. He's just biding his time. He's going in there, and he's putting in work. And he's talking to these veteran guys that they say Jay Crowder has been a great mentor for him because he's been around the game and he knows. And one of the things that people tend to forget is the mess that he was in Phoenix. He went through 4 different coaches in his time there as a young player.
That'd goof with anybody, man.
Some people can handle it. Some people can't. That's a lot of learning. It's a lot of learning. And how much did it take away from him? I know in the second half of his rookie season, he averaged nearly 20 points a game. It was 19.6 or 19.8, something like that. But the second half of his rookie season, he looked like the guy that they spent the fourth pick on. He looked like he was growing into the guy that they wanted him to be. Then all the coaching changes started. And the new terminology and the different schemes and different stuff like that. And that can mess with you. The guys understand that it's a business And that's clear. You talk to them, you listen to any interviews of the NBA players, they understand it's a business. But it doesn't change the fact that they still have stuff that they, like, they're still a learning curve to things. And so we'll see. That's there's a lot of pieces, a lot of cogs in this wheel for the Memphis Grizzlies moving toward the trade deadline to see what they're going to do. Sam?
Yo.
You know what time it is?
I think I do. Is it the JV fun fact of the day?
JV fun fact of the day.
All right. So I had a few things, but I was like, okay, I'm going to go off and see if I can find something else, something interesting. I've always wanted to know what Jonas Valanciunas drives. Like, I figure this dude's probably got a Ferrari and a Bugatti and all that kind of stuff, and he probably does. But I found something else that you would probably get a kick out of. So, back a couple years ago, when Jonas was playing for the Lithuanian national team, he showed up in a beat-up 1992 Audi 80. And I have a picture of it here. Look at that thing. He showed up multimillionaire. He almost like, I read the thing about it, and he hasn't spent a dime of his money to buy anything nice after a couple of years ago, and he almost made $50 million so far. He bought a house, but what are you doing, man? You buy a new car. Gosh.
Man, you have got to share that picture. This car looks awful. Like, man, you know what it reminds me of, Sam?
A clown car.
Like the old man in town that has a ton of money but doesn't ever spend it, and so he drives an old beater car until the wheels fall off.
That's him.
That's what this thing looks like. I mean,
yeah.
That's crazy.
He drove it to the practice for summer, and he drives it to the practice in Lithuania. So it's like,
yeah. So he's still like, how recent is that? Is he still?
It was 2017.
17.
Yeah, I couldn't find anything else about it. He must be very secretive, or he just doesn't have.
Gotcha.
Yeah, anything nice.
Yeah.
I would assume he does, but
yeah, that car is crazy. We're gonna Sam's gonna find, he's gonna save that picture, and he's gonna post it on Twitter so you guys can check it out too. It's crazy. JV looks like a bull in a china cabinet in this thing.
He's a clown car, man.
Batman in a little coat.
Yeah,
going on.
Something similar to that, yeah.
Yeah. So that's pretty interesting. You know, it's not all these guys go out and spend a ton of money on with a Kawhi Leonard for, he may still be, drove like a Tahoe, like a, you know.
Oh, that's right.
Even a big, huge fan. Like, it was an older model Tahoe, and that's what he drove. So, that's pretty cool. All right, guys, moving on. We're going to talk to you right now about our partner here at Hoop Ball Grizz. It's mybookie.ag. If you're looking for a sporting book, mybookie.ag is a great choice. MyBookie's running a special right now. They will match your initial deposit halfway up to $1,000. So if you deposit $2,000 right now, they will give you an extra $1,000. All you have to do is use our code. The code is Grizzlies. You go to mybookie.ag. You enter the code Grizzlies. They match your initial deposit. MyBookie has a huge selection. If football is your game, the Super Bowl is right around the corner, the playoffs are starting, right now's the time. Make the deposit. If you're betting on football, you're betting on the playoffs, getting ready to bet on the Super Bowl, whatever your bet is going to be, you can get half that amount from MyBookie AG for free. You go there, you enter our code, MyBookie.ag, the code is Grizzlies, and they're going to match you halfway. So whatever it is, you don't have to do a full 2,000 if you're not betting that much. If you're doing 100, if you're doing 50, they're going to match half of whatever you put in just for using our code. The code again is Grizzlies at mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been around. They're a trusted name. And listen, guys, just go check it out. They have so much stuff. What if it's not football, if basketball, baseball, soccer, whatever it is, man, if you're looking for a sports book, go check them out. MyBookie.ag, use the show's code. It is Grizzlies, and they're going to match your initial deposit halfway up to $1,000. MyBookie has more lines and better odds for the player than any other sport book around. Check it out one more time, mybookie.ag. The code is Grizzlies. Match your initial deposit up to $1,000.
Win-win situation.
Easy money, man. It's free money.
It is.
You know, you're going to bet $500. You just go on mybookie.ag, enter the code. They're giving you another $250. All of a sudden, your $500 has turned into $750, and you got a bigger bet. You can
for the free
parlay wagers. You want to bet on more than one game and pull it together, win more money. MyBookie's got it, guys. MyBookie.ag. Again, the show's code is Grizzlies. Sam, you got anything else, man?
No, not Sam.
Nothing.
But
Sam, did you sign up for the newsletter?
I did sign up for the newsletter.
Sam has signed up for the newsletter. Guys, listen, this is great, great information.
It's really, really good.
Hoop-ball.com. Go to the bottom of the page, enter your email, sign up for the newsletter. Comes out every week. The leader here at Hoopball, Mr. Aaron Brewski, is bringing information on all 30 NBA teams.
All of them.
He is a madman. All 30 NBA teams.
I can't imagine what he goes through every week to get all that stuff.
Gotta love the game. Gotta love the game to do it. Again, it's hoop-ball.com. Go to the bottom of the page. Sign up for the newsletter. It's completely free. A lot of great information in there. Sam, where can we get you on Twitter, man?
Twitter is SammyB1118. That's a capital S, lowercase A-M-M-Y, capital B-1118.
This show is at Hoopball Grizz, and I am at DWill2111. Come find us, guys. We love to engage in conversation. Tweet at us. If there's something you want us to talk about on the show, let me know, man. We will try the best that we can to get it on there. If it's something that we can cover, we will talk about it. That's all we got. Until next time.
Go Grizz.
Go Grizz.
Jaeger.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.